Well, thank you very much for everything and for this organization of this lovely event. I'm the last speaker today, and it's always very nice to have the final word. But I'll try to be as quick as possible to leave some room for the discussions after the presentation. I'm going to speak about the Egyptian citrus industry and how it developed in the past, let's say, 10 years, because it has seen major changes. And then I will speak a bit about the Indian market and how it's becoming a very attractive market for Egyptian fruit in general and oranges in specific. First of all, about the company I work for, Maghrabi Agriculture, which is one of the exporters and growers of fresh fruits and vegetables. We are a company that was established 25 years ago. We have a farm that is 8,000 acres in size. This is around 4,000 hectares, 4,000 workers, and we export yearly around 100,000 tons of fresh fruits and vegetables. The biggest two items are citrus and grapes. We export into 39 countries as a company. We're mainly focused on selling to retailers and wholesalers. We actually started in Europe, in England, and this is just a slide about the safety or accreditations in food safety that we have as a company, and this is what we started in order to export. It was mainly for the European continent, and from there we developed to export into the Far East and now to India. The agriculture in Egypt in general is a very old agriculture. Since times of the pharaohs, people have been farming along the Nile Valley and in the Nile Delta, and it has always been very important to the Egyptian economy. Today, Egypt has 85 million people. 32% of these people work in agriculture in a way or another, either directly or indirectly. So it is still a very important for our economy, and it makes up 14.7% of our GDP. The total area Egypt is growing is around 9 million acres. The past and now, and I can also say this is now and now, because the picture on the left, which symbolizes a very old form of farming, still exists today. And you can see a very modern and a very old-fashioned agriculture right next to each other. Historically, people have always been cultivating agriculture along the Nile Valley, and I can speak on and on about the problems of Egyptian agriculture, like land fragmentation, like flood irrigation, small land holdings, etc. But I will not do so because it's exactly like here in India. So there's not much difference. This is why 30 years ago, many companies decided to go into the desert. Because in the desert, you had virgin land and you had a large space to start growing. And they adopted modern irrigation techniques, got consultants from many places, and started this desert agriculture, which is today vital for the Egyptian export industry. The citrus industry is the leading industry in Egyptian export of fresh produce, and it's growing by the year. This has many reasons. The climate is very suitable for growing citrus. On the one hand, you have the history and you have the know-how, obviously. It's also an easy fruit for the grower, lower risk than grapes or than other fruits. And Egypt has big markets worldwide, so many people are growing oranges. Today, we grow in Egypt around 400,000 acres. 67% is still in the Nile Delta. And 33% is in the reclaimed land, and mainly the exports come from the reclaimed land nowadays. The citrus industry in Egypt is employing around 150,000 workers, and we produce yearly around 3.5 million tons, and this number is growing. Now, this is a slide that shows the exports of citrus over the past few years. Last year, we reached around 1.27 million tons in 2013 of oranges. We're currently ranked fifth worldwide in fresh citrus exports and third in orange exports after Spain and South Africa. And I believe this number will be growing in the coming years as well. Egypt exports into around 100 countries worldwide. These are some institutions in Egypt that govern the export and the growing procedure of any agricultural crop, from the Ministry of Agriculture and the Research Center, which try and help the farmers, to some NGOs like the HEA, which is also very active in helping the farmers and linking them to markets. And these organizations actually gave a huge boost in the past 10 years, which saw this increase in the Egyptian export of fruits and vegetables in generally, and oranges specifically. And many certification bodies are also represented in Egypt. You know, if you export to retailers in Europe, you must have basic certificates like the Global Gap or the BRC for the pack houses. But then you have some supermarket chains who have extra requirements or extra specifications, and they are all represented in Egypt, and many exporters are trying to get these certificates, get themselves audited by these organizations in order to export into the different supermarkets worldwide. This is a slide that shows the export into the Indian market. And India is becoming more and more interesting over the past years. I look at the figures of 2008, we were barely exporting 5,000 tons, which is a few containers, and now 4 or 5 years, we reached 26 million tons last year. And I'm sure that this year, this number will be even topped by at least 20%. The Indian market is growing for many reasons that we, I think, better discuss in the roundtable we will have in a few minutes. But it's generally a growing market. Why India? I mean, I can answer this question diplomatically by saying that it's a vibrant, growing market, and this is the textbook answer you will get. But there's many other reasons. All these specifications and certifications that are required by the retailers in Europe are not required here, so many exporters or many farmers just export to India. You know, people want an orange and you export an orange. This is how the average farmer or exporter thinks. It's also growing in terms of people, so many more people are interested in buying Egyptian fruit, as it's making a good name in the Indian market. Everybody's, of course, welcome from the people here to come and visit our pack houses and our facilities in Egypt, and to see really how the Egyptian agriculture has been doing over the past years, just to get the confidence needed or the confidence required in the Egyptian produce. And I made it short, the presentation, to give more room for the discussions, because I'm sure this is a very interesting topic that you would like to end this very nice day with.